Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
This is The Burt Show.
All right, buckle in. Here we go. The nanny call, man.
Nanny!
We can't recall what year it happened, but this was such an explosive call that it is absolutely by far the one request we have gotten more than anything else as we're looking back over 25 years. It's like, oh my God, you got to play the ninny call again. The ninny call, the ninny call.
And we actually played it not too long ago because we were going, for whatever reason, down memory lane and felt the need to relive it.
So Tommy will tell you that we were talking about a TV show that was highlighting breastfeeding your kids as they got older, like 8, 9, 10 years old, right?
Yeah, you mentioned here it's a documentary. I think it's called Extraordinary Breastfeeding or something like that.
And then we get this call that comes in, and we were so curious because this was such an over-the-top call that I think Jeff did the research after it and like talked to her mom, who wouldn't come on the air with us, and said, yeah, it's a true story. But she was in her, what, 20s?
Yes, I think she mentions the last time that she ninnied was when she was 25, I believe. And she, it may have been like a couple of years since she last ninnied at that point.
And they called it ninny, and she's 25 years old. And when she's stressed out, she would go home and she would latch onto her mom's nipple.
Yeah, as a stress relief practice. And again, the Burt Show did not come up with the ninny label. That is how she referred to it between her and her mother.
All right, buckle up. The ninny call.
We played the audio of a documentary that's been circulating called Extraordinary Breastfeeding. And it's shocking because the mother in the video is almost boasting about her 7-year-old that is still breastfeeding. And the 7-year-old is excited about it. Starts crying at the end of the audio because her mom's trying to sort of wean her off. She's not ready to go. It's 7 years old. Mm-hmm. So we were floored by that. And then we got this call here from Ashley. Hey, Ashley.
Hi.
You're on the voice disguiser.
Hi, I love you guys.
Thank you for calling. And I have to be totally honest with you. I'm glad that you called up, but our initial response is like, okay, this can't be true.
No, it's true. It's definitely true. I swear by it. And my friends know about it. My close friends know about it, too. My family jokes about it. But my mother weaned both me and my sister when we were about 2. It took me a little longer. She actually had to put hot sauce on her boobs to make me stop coming back for more.
How old were you when you stopped breastfeeding?
I was about 2 or 2.5.
Why does it say on my
Why does it say 17?
Yes, but what happened was I would come back for more throughout the years. I would, whenever I think it was just a comfort, for a comfort thing. And I would, you know, always come back and, you know, my mom would call it Ninny and she would always say, do you want some Ninny? And I'd say, yeah, sure. So I, you know, throughout the years, I would have Ninny, what we call Ninny. And,
Ninny, like as in Minnie Mouse?
No, Ninny with an N, like Nancy, two N's.
Ninny.
Ninny.
Okay.
And, you know, when I got chicken pox at 13 or 14, she gave it to me then because, you know, I was sick and I felt horrible.
She would give it to you naturally?
Yeah. You know, whenever I felt bad or sad about anything, she would say, would you like some Ninny? I'd say, yeah, sure. And, you know, we just lay down and I'd, you know, suckle.
Okay. And was she still producing breast milk?
No, no.
Oh, sure. Oh, boy.
So you were it's like a pacifier.
Just want the comfort.
Yeah.
And like a what do you call them? Little bippies? What do they call pacifiers?
A pacifier.
In her case, it's a ninny.
I called a pacifier.
What is it? A binky.
A binky?
Your mommy was your binky.
Oh. Yeah. So, okay, so you
continue.
Had chicken pox, 13, 14, you had
right.
some ninny.
Then, when I was 17, I remember, you know, also having it then. And I think the last time I had it was before I got married. My fiance at the time was going to, he was trying to break off the wedding. We ended up getting married though, but, I was about 25.
Ah! No, shut!
Come on, you're not.
You were 25 and you took your mother's breast.
You're making this up.
She asked me if I wanted it because I was really distraught and she said, you know, would you like some mini? I said, sure. So, you know, I had my ninny and I felt better.
You're
really?
Making this up.
I swear to God.
You would put your mouth around your mother's breast at 25 years old?
I can't do this job.
Wait a second.
I need to open a drive.
Seriously, let's think about
I'm going with you.
The psychological Seriously. Aspect of this.
Like, yeah.
What is it about this whole experience that you kept going back for? And how is it that your mother was not able to say no?
Just because my mother just had two girls and she was we were very close and, she just thought she also probably liked the closeness and I didn't mind it either. I mean, we don't have a weird relationship at all. I mean, we have our ups and downs. Sometimes we don't get along. Sometimes we do, but it's just a normal mother-daughter relationship. It's nothing weird.
Does your sister do the same thing?
No, she was more independent. Once she was done, she was done. With me, it was more, because I was a baby of a family. I think my parents babied me a lot more, so it made me, you know, more inclined towards it, maybe.
Is this something that you ever thought that you might need to go see somebody professionally for?
Oh, no, I don't crave it. It's just
Well, don't you think...
They're finished? Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't crave it at all. It's just something that me and my mom, it's like a little understanding we have that, you know, she'll offer it to me sometimes.
But don't you think that you, like your mom's offering, like seriously, your mom, an adult woman, is offering her daughter, a 25-year-old adult woman, her breast.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe your mom needs to talk to someone. Is that okay?
Because it's not okay. I mean, I'll just say it. It's not okay. I mean, because when is the last time you took your mother's breast?
Before I got married.
And that was how long?
That was about 2.5 years ago.
Okay. And does your mom have healthy relationships as an adult?
Oh, yeah, she does.
Is she married? Is she in
And actually, when my dad sees me doing it, he thinks it's hilarious. He's like, you know.
Ashley, you've got to be making this story up. Your dad.
I quit.
It's a true story. I swear it's true.
Your dad watches you on your mom's breast?
Yeah, he doesn't. I mean, he just sit there and watch, but he just thinks it's cute. He, you know.
Oh, honey, this is not right.
This has to be in my contract somewhere. You guys can't do this to me.
This is not right.
You're all effed up. We're all effed up.
Now, here's the thing is that
I still love you, Dad. You're hilarious.
Now you're helping us today.
Well, you seem very much like you think this is normal or that this is okay.
I wouldn't look down on somebody or think they're abnormal because they do it because I've done it and I know I'm a normal person. I mean, yeah, but it's just something that I always did with my mom and I never really saw anything wrong with it. Now I think I wouldn't. I mean, but not because I'm older now. And, you know, to me, you know, now it has more of a different connotation, I think.
Well, you say you're older now, but you're 25 the last time you did it. So you're how old now?
Going on 28.
May I ask a question about the relationship you have with your husband, the sexual relationship? Was your husband your first time?
Yeah. After I had relationships before that, but he was the first.
Right, and did that happen after you got married?
Yeah.
So now have the breasts become more of a sexual object?
I think I would be more hesitant to do it now.
Now, did you say earlier about how your husband had a heart or a issue with that before he got married? Did we breeze over that?
He didn't have an issue with that. In particular, it was other things, and I was really distraught, and he wanted to call it off, so my mom offered me Nini, and that was the last time that I had it.
That was the reason why he wanted to?
No, that wasn't the reason why, but that triggered the last time that I actually had it.
Has he ever seen it?
No.
And can we talk to your mom?
I'm afraid I couldn't be. I want to be respectful to your mom, but I don't think I could because I'm very angry at the fact that she has offered this to you so long as if it's a normal thing. And it's not.
She just knows that it's like she's in her mind. She sees it as a nurturing kind of thing, and she knows if it makes me feel better, then she'll offer it to me.
Can we talk to her?
It's calming to her.
Well, I'm at work now.
How old was she the last time? How old was your mom the last time you ninnied?
Well, she'll be 60 this year, so probably 57, 58.
Seriously, I can't ask this another time, but I want to. Can we talk to her? Please.
I would like to talk to your husband, too.
Please.
Well, that would have to be another time, though, because none of them are here with me right now.
Tomorrow morning, we want to talk to your mom. Please.
We'll put her on the voice disguiser.
I'll talk to her and see what she feels about it.
Okay.
You gave your phone number to our producers, right?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. If it's a correct phone number, then I'll believe your story. But if we call
it is.
Okay.
It's the correct number.
Then, yeah, I would love to talk to your mom about it tomorrow. I mean, wow. Wow.
Thank you for sharing it. I'm sorry.
There's nothing. According to her, there's nothing to be sorry about. It's no different.
According to her, of course, because according her mother told her this was okay.
It's like when you go to Millie Pete and let's say it was a breakup, and your mom, you sit there on your mom's shoulder and she strokes your hair to calm you down. That's Millie Pete's way. She's saying her mom's way of just letting her.
Millie Pete's way, she might bake me something. Say, here, honey, have this, but she's not going to plop her breast on the plate next to it.
Ashley, how long are you going out with guys when you tell them that this is still part of your personality, your routine?
It's come up probably after a year or so into the relationship.
And do most guys at that point just go, this is not something I want to be involved in, or that doesn't bother them?
No, they just think it's weird. But that's when they know me and they love me, so it's not like they're going to, break up with me just because of that.
You must be hot.
No, not really. I mean,
You got to be hot, because I'll tell you what, if you're not really hot and you tell a guy that at age 25 you're ninnying every now and again,
that's a deal breaker.
Yep, bye bye.
Yeah, they're smoking for me, and there's ninnying at 25. Those are deal breakers.
It's just a concern. I really wonder what a therapist would say about your mom's behavior.
I don't know. I mean, actually, my mom had done it for my niece and nephew.
She has not her own children.
If my sister's like, they won't stop crying, so mom can do something. So my mom's done it for them, and they've quieted down and they've fallen asleep on it.
So and again, there's no breast milk. It's just nurturing for her nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
Good God.
And her sisters or brother, I don't know whose children they are okay
my
with
sister's
that.
Kids, she's fine with it.
Okay.
I thought after 7 years of doing this show, there was very, very little that could totally floor me and shock me.
No, that did.
That reached a totally different plateau on this show. So back to now. You know how there are just some movies that you will watch over and over again, and you find something new in the movie every time?
Yep. What was new for you this time?
The very last thing I almost didn't even pick up on. Did she say that the niece and the nephew were doing?
Yes. So that means grandma is giving her teat to her grandchildren.
Not the teat.
The teat. I couldn't get over it. I don't know who's the one that was saying, this isn't my contract, get me out of here. Yeah. I need to order a laundromat.
What I forgot was that her dad has seen it in person. I completely forgot about that part.
The convenient thing for the niece and nephew, they probably don't even have to sit in her lap. She could just stand up, and they hang so low. They're like, right there.
Oh, my God.
Good Lord. Okay. Now I understand why you guys were requesting it so much. It's just as shocking today as it was back then.
It's a Hall of Famer, baby.
That's for sure.
It's a Hall of Famer.
I'm going to open up a laundromat.
It's the Burt Show.
This is The Burt Show.